Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless, and I do apologize for coming on so late. You guys, men, women, boys, girls, everywhere, if you only knew all the hell that I've had to encounter from the month of August 7th up to the very day, by supernatural, it is like crazy. It is like I have lost my natural mind. It's like so much is going on, and it's just so you don't know until you're going through it. And I told God, I said, God, forgive me, bless me. Help me to get this thing straight out, God. Help me to get this thing right, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And now, to God, we have a specific. To give another way today, God. What is it that the enemy came to kill, steal, and destroy? My God. I mean, I tell you, it's been rough around the feathers. It has been rough around the feathers. And I felt like I could any further. But I asked God, I said, Lord, with your loving kindness, forgive me, God, and help me to realize that I can't fight this battle more. And that was the issue. That was the problem. I was trying to fight the battle that wasn't even mine. I was trying to do things for family that I should not have been trying to do. And I bless God, you know. You can't really see me. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. But I'm grateful, and I got an attitude of gratitude. And I'm thankful that God loved me. That he loved me so much that he gave me another test. He saved me, you know. So when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord will come in like a tsunami. Believe and receive that and settle it in the spirit. I love God. I love him with all my heart, all my mind, and all my soul. And I believe that it's going to get better. I stuff will win. And right now, I'm in the valley of my life. And I still want the valley and the little secrets and being, you know, little innuendos. And I'm like, Lord, it doesn't have to be this way. I said, God, I believe that you are Lord. I believe that you are the King of Kings. I believe that you are great to us and that you know, you're greatly to be praised. I said, but this craziness that we're doing, it's got to stop. So, Lord, I thank you for your grace and your mercy. I thank you, God, because in all that getting, you said to get an understanding. And I thank you for these few minutes, Lord. I thank you for everything, the headaches, the oppression and depression, everything, God. Whatever it is that I'm going through, God, whatever it is that I'm taking myself through, I'm asking you for forgiveness that I shall live and not die and declare your works, God. Give us what we need, what we want, and what we desire, God, because we need. We need you like we've never needed you before, God, because this is too much. This is too much for any human. You've got to have God. I beg of you, I adhere you today to accept Jesus as your Savior because he's our rock. He's great, and he's greatly to be praised. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is Alpha and Omega. You got to know this. Glory be to God. Don't take God for granted. Pay your tithes and offering. Pay your covenant offering. Pay whatever you got to pay. Just pay it. But don't be in a cultish organization or situation. God, when God freed me out of an organization, let me tell you, I could feel it. My money came back immediately. I could feel it. I was like, oh, my God. But, God, I thank you. I'd rather be alone knowing that I'm not alone and not all alone, that you said you'd never leave me nor forsake me. And for this I give you glory. For this I give you honor. But I thank you for salvation. I thank you, God, that I'm not in a spirit of damnation, not in a spirit of error, God, but I shall live and not die and declare your words in the mighty name of Jesus. For I decree to man the apostolic atmosphere, and that it is so, that you are Lord, that you are King of Kings, and that you are worthy, hallelujah, to the Lamb of God, you're worthy to be praised. I bless your name for all that you're doing, all that you're going to do, all that you've already done, because you've done more than enough, God. And I just want to say thank you, hallelujah, to the Lamb of God. Amen. Pray my strength in the Lord.